Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎又回到闲话英文。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
Today, we're going to talk about another major topic in British culture, that is class system.
Yep. So, many of you have probably watched shows like Downton Abbey, or some British comedy shows as well, and there's lots and lots of mention of the class system.
And also in classic English literature, there's also a lot of mention of the class system.Would you say that British people in general are more class conscious than other English speakers?
Absolutely. That's because the class system has a very long history in the UK, especially in England.
So the idea, for example, in Downton Abbey, 在唐顿庄园里面，其中 upstairs, downstairs, upstairs being the upper class that owns the house, and downstairs being the lower class that are the servants.
Yeah, it was all about the lives of the masters, of the nobility, and their servant. There was actually a TV show called Upstairs, Downstairs, which was very popular.
All right. So the word servant, you can't really use it nowadays that much, can you? I mean, just for normal people.
Yeah, the word servant, you really don't hear it that much in its original context. It's a very historic term.
So these nobilities, 这些贵族呢?Normally just see them in period dramas, 这种古装时代剧, for example, like Downton Abbey. But do they still exist in current day UK?
They still exist. If you go to the UK, you probably will never meet someone from the nobility because there's just simply not that many of them.
They're usually not just walking down the street.
No.
But you do see traces of them, even though you don't see these people. But for example, I always rememberIn central London, there's a huge piece of land that is just owned by one family. So you cannot own the land forever. If you buy there, you can only own it for like 99 years because they're ultimately owned by this family that is nobility.
Yeah, and that's the same in quite a few areas in London.
So 伦敦很多的地都是这种老的贵族家族掌握着。So back to the whole class system. So we talked about the upper class and then you have...
Well, then you have the middle class, and you have the working class.
The working class, this is called. 实际上就是老百姓阶层了。
Yeah.
The working class. And what actually decides which class you're in? Is it the money or...?
It's, to a certain extent, money, but a lot of the time it's the class that you were born into. So in the UK, it's actually relatively rare to go up or go down a class.
So the social mobility, 这个社会流动性比较小。The classes you were born into. So if you're born into the working class, you probably will just stay your entire life in working class.
Yeah.
Okay. But are the upper class, you just said it's not just entirely about money, but are the upper class rich?
They are rich to a certain extent. They're not as rich as they used to be. And sometimes they're not rich at all because they have to pay lots of tax. Their estates as well.
And they don't work, do they? I think that's one of the things they mentioned in Downton Abbey. The upper class, they don't really work.
No, lots of them are landowners.
所以是这种大地主型的。And then they just usually get their income from the land.
Yeah, but obviously it's expensive.Nowadays, to be part of the nobility because of all the taxes and all the money they have to spend looking after their houses.
So that's the upper class. What about middle class? Can they go up or working class? Can they become middle class?
Yes, you can go from working class to middle class. It's normally about education and it's about job opportunities as well.
Okay, so now let's take a closer look at each class.Let's start with upper class.
Yeah.
Upper class is sometimes also called the upper crust.
Yes.
Aren't they? Crust. Crust, C-R-U-S-T. 这个就是比如说一些酥皮糕点最上面的那一层酥皮。Upper crust. Also used to refer to upper class. And what are they?
Well, they're made up of the traditional nobility. So the nobility, in lots of cases, are over 1,000 years old.
Wow.
And they still have country houses.And many of them still go to elite schools, such as Eton.
All these public schools, 英国的这种公学 public schools, they're for the social elite. A lot of them are the upper class.
Yeah.
Country homes, these are just big houses like you see in Downton Abbey, isn't it?
Yeah, we call them country homes or manor houses.
Mm. So they usually are only interacting with their own crowd, I guess.
Yeah, their own crowd, also sometimes the upper middle class as well.
Mm, the upper middle class. So do people think very positively of upper class? For example, being upper class, is that always a great thing that people look up to?
Actually, not really. Not so much anymore.
Really?
Now being upper class isn't that popular. And many expressions that we use are negative to describe the upper class.
Such as?
Such as toffee-nosed.
Toffee-nosed. T-O-F-F-E-E?
Yeah.
Toffee, the original meaning is just a kind of candy, isn't it?
Yeah.
太费糖, but toffee-nosed in British English means upper class, but in a negative way.
Yeah, and also you have the term, you can call someone a toff.
That's from toffee, toffee-nosed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can also describe someone or something as posh.
I think we mentioned this one before. Posh is usually to refer to someone from upper class. But posh is less negative. It's just like a joking way.
Yeah, and we also use it to describe luxury things as well. So, for example, a posh restaurant.
A posh car.
Yeah.
Mm. That is about the upper class, the upper crust. And the middle class. The middle class, is it the same in the UK as in the United States? Do they also live in the suburbs?
Generally, yeah. If you're middle class, you probably have a nice house in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably an educated professional. So like a doctor, teacher, or a manager.
Oh, so someone with a specific skill.
Yeah.
So someone with a specific skill.
Or education.
Education. Doctors, lawyers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what about the working class then?
Generally, the idea of the working class is that they live inner city council estates.
Inner city? Mm. Meaning like city center or close to city center.
Yeah.
So the middle class, they live in the suburbs, and the poorer working class would live in inner city.
Yeah, well, traditionally at least, but it is changing a little bit. But the idea of a council estate...
Council estate, 我们好像在 housing 那一期提过。Council estates is government provided,
mm-hmm.
and they're usually for people with lower income.
Yeah, so that's one of the definitions of the working class.That they probably haven't gone to university. Also, they tend to be a little bit more conservative.
Conservative, like in they are probably not very liberal-minded when it comes to, for example, immigration.
Yeah. So as a comparison, Brexit, it was mostly the working class that were voting for Brexit.
Oh, 所以就是 working class 可能会更保守，甚至会更排外一点。
Mm.
Isn't that the idea of Little England?
Yes, yeah.
Ah, 小英格兰的这样感觉。
And as I said before, it's also, they probably haven't gone to university, and they would do blue-collar jobs. So, for example, building, plumbing, or unskilled work.
Mm. So, upper class, they don't have to work, they don't work. Middle class, they do highly skilled professional work.
Mm-hmm.
And then working class, generally more like unskilled or perhaps semi-skilled work.
Well, that's definitely the traditional idea that many people have.
Mm.
But as we'll talk about in our next episode, it is a little bit changing nowadays.
Mm. It becomes more mixed, the class system.
And also it's changed a lot because of politics and also the society of the UK has changed a lot since this more traditional model. But many people still have this in their mind.
Mm. So this is the original, the traditional class division.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said earlier, it's not just the money that separates people. It's also, for example, their taste, what they like culturally.
Yeah, for example, culture is very much linked to class.So upper class liking things like opera, working class liking sports like football or TV.
Mm. So some of the cultural activities would also be tagged as a posh activity, for example, liking opera.喜欢歌剧就是给人感觉好像是挺 posh.
Yep, or elitist.
Elitist.、
Yeah.
Elitist, elite, E-L-I-T-E.这个是指精英 ,elitist, 就是精英阶层的这种感觉。
Yeah.
And what about language and accent? In the accent episode, we did talk about that in the UK, traditionally people feel like you can tell someone's class from how they speak, from their accent.
That's still the case. And lots of people, if you talk in a certain way, then you get associated with a certain class. But as we talked about in the previous episode, when we're talking about RP, It's important to know that foreigners are not part of the class system.
So sometimes if you try very hard to learn the posh accent, And you're talking to British people who are not from that posh class, people would think quite negatively, actually, about your accent, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's a bit strange. And as I say, foreigners are not judged by the same standards.
So in the end, let us look at some of the very common expressions in English that are involving the idea of class.
Yep, so for example, you can describe something as not in the same class.
Not in the same class, meaning not in the same social class.
Or not the same quality, or not the same level.
And also second-class citizen. You say, I don't want to be treated like a second-class citizen.
Yep, a second-class citizen means that you don't have all the rights and responsibilities. We don't say first-class citizen, but that's the idea.
就二等公民. And I always wanted to ask, like in English, you don't really have so much the idea of 富二代, right? But you do have to be born with a silver spoon in the mouth. 叫含着银汤匙出生的孩子. So what does that mean?
So to be born with a silver spoon in the mouth, or to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth, it means that you were born into the elite. So you automatically have all the advantages because of your family.
So your life is privileged.
Yes. And that's what we would say, to live a life of privilege.
To be born into, for example, upper class.
Yeah. But obviously the opposite would be underclass.
Oh, do you actually say underclass?
The underclass, yes. Mostly it's got the idea of people who are very, very poor. So even below working class.
Struggling to make ends meet, struggling to survive.
Yep, that's the underclass.
Certainly, we packed in a lot of information about the British class system. But remember, those are only the traditional ideas.
Yep, in our next episode, we're going to be talking a little bit more about what the class system means nowadays. And also how it's changing.
The new definition of new classes.
Yep. So, if you have any questions, please leave them in our comments section. The British class system is very complicated, so it's worthwhile just maybe thinking again when you watch those British TV shows.
Yeah, if you understand a bit more about the British class system, that will certainly give you a more in-depth understanding of the TV shows or the films that you watch and also the books you've been reading.
Yep. So until then,
see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.